Can't believe you now. They'll shop in the night. Welcome back to the Blooming Universe. Oh my gosh, it's been an explosion of stuff. Eyes are burning, things are turning red, and a lot of people are in here hanging out, and I'm going to push some buttons so we could hear them. Oh wait, what's happening here? Oh, we've got a lot of different songs playing all at the same time. I like when that happens. I like the chaos. Hello? Oh wait. Hello guys, how are you doing over there? Are you awake?
Yeah.
Everybody's into it.
Oh!
There it is. That was the one.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
Nick, you look how I feel right now. Oh my god. Very tired.
Thank you.
Oh. Very tired.
Oh, yeah,
but
the other
cool.
way.
You look cool.
But your head is like so pert and so erect and happy.
Pert. That's a great word. Pert. I like it. And I like his
Isn't it always?
Your head is always phallic. Wait, did I just say that?
Yeah.
Dangerous road.
Past Devo.
Oh yeah, that was the fountain of filth that we heard earlier. I'm pushing buttons over here. It's hard for me to focus. Focus. Okay, so we heard, just the last song we heard was Maku Sound System with Positivo. And before that, we heard O-O-I-O-O. How did you say it? It's probably the right way.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds much better.
That was beautiful.
I loved it. And then we heard Explode Into Colors with Sharpen the Knife, and they're going to be playing at Mississippi Studios for New Year's Eve. Do you guys have any big New Year's Eve plans?
Getting wasted.
Yeah, that's the thing. Are you guys...
We're taking a necklace.
Yeah. You're going to wear that awesome hat. Yeah, Joshua's got like the raddest animal hair hat on. Did you remember you even had it on?
No. I don't know what it looks like.
It's like a mane.
it's on.
It's glorious.
Mm. Yeah, you could Velcro that if you want to.
Everyone has like hats except for me right now. Yeah, everybody. You got your bow.
You're the boss. You got your serious face on.
I know. I got super serious. I couldn't help it. And then we got Devin walking around out there. He's hanging out. Hello, Devin.
Oh, Devin is the KBOOM master.
He is.
Yeah, he helped us raid the coffee and find some coffee to stay on the air tonight.
Nice.
And so,
you look wide awake.
Oh, yeah. I've drank so much coffee I can control bugs with my mind.
Ah.
I can change TV channels with a remote with no battery.
That's great. Delightful. That's great. And we heard some Devo with Fountain of Filth off of the Hardcore Devo series. If you haven't heard that, I highly recommend checking that out. It's 50 Devo songs that were not like meant to be on any album. Like the record label said, no freaking way. It's so good. They're some amazing songs. It takes you on an adventure. We heard Lothar and the Hand People with Machines. That's from like 1968. It's like one of the very first electronic styles of music back then. We heard some Captain Beefheart with Booglarize Ya. We heard some Silver Apples with, oh my gosh, I only wrote down I Don't. So I don't remember the rest. I Don't Care What the People Say. That's what that was. Yes, see, now it's working. The brain is working. Barely. And we had Bill from Yam Hill called in and said hello. You guys could call
Hi,
in,
Bill.
Too. Hey, what's up, Bill? How are you out there? He said he only moved to Yam Hill because... It rhymed with, it sounded like Bill and Yamhill, Bill from Yamhill.
Funny guy.
Call us up. You could talk to Olive, and she'll speak to you in very many voices.
Hello.
Many, very voices.
How are
time.
You?
She's very religious.
Good morning.
There you go. Oh, there's another. Yep. Oh, that one means she has indigestion.
Wow.
Happy birthday, man.
Yeah, 503-231-8187. You could be talking to that.
Good morning.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It sounds very, very nice, Dingo.
Oh, that wasn't that's a Christmas song, is it?
Oh, is that what that was?
I thought it was Psycho.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you guys want to sing a song, you guys are more than welcome to. Whatever you want to do, if you're up to it, no pressure. You guys have your hats on. You're ready to go.
Mary.
But, you know, the mic is yours. Do you have anything to say to the great people out there?
Yeah, we could play a nursery rhyme.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. We'd love to hear it.
A little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. Now it followed her to school one day, which was against the rules. It made those children laugh and play to see them at school. And
excuse me.
That's a wrap.
That was beautiful.
Called Mary Had a Little Lamb.
House of the Rising Sun.
My lead belly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, we used to host open mics all the time, and that was
Fusion
House of the
Baby.
Rising Sun was like the song we heard over and over and over and over in all different ways.
And now I keep bringing this up, though, too. Like, it's our job when we do shows to entertain the adults, to entertain the kids. So that's like that Fusion song where, like, name that song, parents. And kids, here's Mary had a little lamb for you.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's super smart.
You do that more often. Actually, we do the Itsy Bitsy Spider for children. and during the song, I always fall asleep. And I keep falling asleep during the song, standing up, mind you, and all the kids think it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, super funny.
And, like, they request it. And even the older kids are like, oh, crap, they're doing the Itsy Bitsy Spider song. I'm six. I hate this song. And I fall asleep, and they're like, yes, yeah, she fell asleep. And then the little ones are like, what? She fell asleep. And then
she had a little narcolepisode.
Yeah. And Tico's like, oh, my God, guys, we got to wake her up. So they wake me up, and I freak out, and I'm embarrassed, and blah, blah, blah. And then we sing it again, and then I fall asleep. And the kids just think it's the most hilarious thing. And then we finally, and we're like, okay, Dingo, what? Why do I keep falling asleep to the song? And you're like, because it's really boring. And I'm like, and everyone in the audience is like, it's really boring. And then eventually we end up singing it the whole way through and have this, like, Broadway ending. And everyone's like, yeah! But I think they're just clapping because we fell asleep.
Yeah,
because
we use tricks.
That's
tricks
amazing.
And gimmicks. Yeah. As many as we can do.
You guys know what you're doing.
We try to take...
It's hard to remember the beginning, middle, and end of the show.
That's kind of yeah.
hard what we're doing.
To captivate a bunch of little kids is...
Yeah.
That's a task.
We take things that they know and we rip them apart and put them back together again.
Oh my God, that is smart.
That is really smart. Throw cookies at them.
Who's allergic to wheat today? Here you go, kid. Let's watch a table.
Sugar! Yeah.
Yeah, I've gotten to see a few of your guys' shows at the Belmont Street Fair. It's always amazing. You guys have such a huge audience, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. The last couple of years have been amazing.
One of my most embarrassing moments, you guys want to hear one of my most embarrassing moments?
Please.
Was, well, okay, so there's, like, in the crowd, there's usually, like, tiny chairs for the tiny kids, and it's cute. And this kid was sitting, and he looked so grumpy. And we're playing this like a happy show, and he's just like, brr. And I love all of our fans, and I love all their moods, and I just want to like just be accepting of wherever they are. I dropped my microphone on this kid.
Yep, spiked
during
the
show.
The mic.
So embarrassing,
here you go, grumpy fans.
So sad, and he looked even more grumpy when it happened.
I got it on video too. I blackmailed her for it. It's fun.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. And
everyone
was like,
passed out into the crowd.
Oh my God.
And no one came to rescue the kid. Like, sorry to, like, if anyone remembers this, like, the kid was just, like, there, and I was like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And then no one came and said, this kid is mine. I'm going to comfort them now.
He just, like, laid there.
He just was just, like, grumpy there, and then actually he kind of woke up after that.
Yeah, he shook it off, walked it off.
Oh my God.
That was embarrassing.
Well, you guys come rolling in on your tall bikes, and yeah, and you know, things happen, you know, when the clowns come in, you better watch out.
Yeah.
Well, it's been amazing having everybody in here. You guys taught me so many adjectives, and I went right back to that one. I love the happy snake is hungry. Check it out, the Etsy. It's so cool. It's the Olive and Dingo coloring book. Takes you on an adventure and tells you a story. It's so cool, dude. I'm really excited about this.
We did a story. We want to do stories where the animals in the stories don't do anything magical and there's never a princess. So it's a book about a snake, but it never does anything that a snake wouldn't already do.
That's awesome. He changes shape though, because he eats like these really weird objects. He eats a boat. He eats a balloon animal. He eats all these like weird shapes, and we're like, oh, that doesn't look like food that snakes eat. And so we freak out, and eventually we end up like the snake ends up finding things that it does eat, which is mice. And then the mice get to eat the cake that we make the snake.
Didn't they find an anaconda with a dude in it not too long ago in South America? There was a fella in a giant snake. They were wandering around and they were like, hey, they're sleepy. It turns out it was a guy who liked to sleep a lot, and the snake whacked him. And then they found him. Why did I say that? I have no idea why I brought that up, but I regretted it immediately.
In a snake, yeah.
Wow. I feel like that can't be the first story.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, definitely not. Sure. But someone's phone captured them like cutting into it and finding the guy.
Good time. There's my wife.
That's a lovely story.
Yeah. So stay away from the water's edge, kids.
God.
You don't want to be the miracle of life today.
That's wild. Oh, man, that's gnarly. Yikes. Well, everyone's got their party hats on. So if you guys want to be a part of this party, give us a buzz. 503-231-8187. We have Olive on the phone ready for you.
Oh, yeah.
She's got
hello. Welcome to the party.
How's it doing?
Hello. Seriously, we really want to talk to you guys. It's 4:33 in the morning. And we're having such a great time that anybody's welcome to come and hang out with us.
I love it. That's a heck of a list. Hell of a lisp. That's not even a lisp. That's more like a, what is that?
That's my lisp.
Speech impediment?
There's something stuck in my throat. I'm just gagging on something.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are hilarious.
Gagging on my own
like
spit.
That when she eats the hamster's ear medication. I'm just kidding. I actually really did that one time and I sounded like that. It was in the refrigerator.
What?
Yeah, I also accidentally brushed my teeth with the Noxandil 9 spermicidal jelly because it was in a tube. I thought it was, you know, honest mistake. I had a drinking problem.
That's a fun memory.
Wow. Do you remember
what
happened?
That's a fun random memory.
Extra slick toothbrushing experience.
Yeah. Did it ever end?
Were you really sleepy?
It's just like your toothbrush fly right out of your mouth.
Your entire life is just like a mashup of bajillion adventures.
Stuff that happened, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you could totally write a song about that. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Don't brush your teeth with that, children.
Or read the label. That's the thing right there. Read the label. Yeah.
It is.
One of my favorite dingo in the bathroom stories is when
dingo in the bathroom. That's a book right there.
Is the time where you and your friend were saying things that you weren't supposed to say in your mother's home, and she was like, "I'm gonna wash your mouth out."
Oh yeah, it's one of those things where you're an adult, but you say a swear word in front of your mom, and the mom's a religious lady, and she says she's gonna wash your mouth out with soap, but you're a circus sideshow clown, so you're like, "Let's see what you got, mom." And mom pulls out a bar of Dial, and I just take a big bite out of it. With the paper still on it. And then she freaks out, turns around, sees my buddy who pulls out the underarm deodorant and sprays that in his mouth.
Oh, and so
she turns around again, and I'm from South Texas, and there's like an inch-long roach walking across the... I caught the roach, and I ate that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So the joke was on her.
Here's something that you guys should know. If you're allergic to shellfish, you're also allergic to roaches.
Yeah,
we did a bunch of roach eating contests, and somebody got really sick. But the soap and the roach together—that was a week of me pulling that stuff out of my mouth. That was good times.
Wow!
That's when I decided I'm gonna have a job eventually and stop having to do this all the time. I never did get a job.
This is your job now. Wow.
Yeah, this is my job.
In Arizona, we have the roaches. I've gotten hit in the face with a flying roach before.
Yeah,
they fly in Arizona. Either
that's
that or somebody
scary.
Threw it at me.
A giant roach flying at your face.
Yeah, they have like flying sewer roaches.
A sewer roach.
Good time.
Sewer roach, yeah.
And burritos.
Very delicious burritos.
For a second, I thought you were like a roach burrito.
I'm sure somewhere in the world they eat that for.
Yeah.
While doing
your road Rita.
Well, let's see what happens. We're going to play a little song, and this one goes out to you, Olive and Dingo. One more for you guys, and we'll be right on back. You guys are listening to KBOO Portland. I had to look at a piece of paper to tell me that. You can't.
short are exceedingly short. He dreamed of things like sticking on springs, cause his poodle jump will never be caught.
Hard to do. Somebody who does stuff that's naughty, what he not ought to do, like drugs and driving people, bugs and needles. We don't follow that bad lead.
Ew.
Must be you.
Ew.
Follow who you want to do. I better be a good example, a sample. When going down the stairs, show you care and hold that rail, for the surest foot is sure to fail. Is know what's best for you, and remember that you never have to follow what some other thinks is cool to do. Do what you want to do.
Auto sapien, exoskeleton, half human heart,
this half wire basket welded together and glued with plastic. It grew a metal shell to give you cover. Shrouded wheels of smoke and rubber. Engine driver and auto rider. Exhaust screen psychotic auto rider. Driven head in a robot claw. Auto sapiens above the law. Driven head in a robot claw. Auto sapiens above the law. At the sign of the rooster, order 90 octane and a nitro booster. Clapped together with a seamless start. Can't tell the man from his car. Gear-driven head in a robot claw. All those sapiens above the law. Gear-driven head in a robot claw. All those sapiens above the law.
I walked into my bedroom, and there on the floor was a 2-foot-long slug undulating wildly. It looked angry, so rather than picking it up and taking it outside, I left it there to calm down. Then, I headed into the kitchen for an afternoon snack, like I typically do. But when I opened the fridge, I found a pack of possums devouring my food, singing songs, and generally having a grand old time. So as not to disturb the possums, I quietly closed the door and left the kitchen. In case you're wondering, I did not usually have possums in my fridge, but there was a giant slug in my bedroom, so I felt the possums were not entirely strange. In fact, I avoided 3 sheep grazing on my carpet as I made my way into the living room, where I thought I would listen to some music and contemplate what exactly was going on in my house. But there, sleeping peacefully in the center of my living room, was a giant gorilla, curled up next to an also sleeping walrus. I simply couldn't wake these 2 charming creatures, and decided I would have to postpone listening to music until later. Speaking of music, I heard quite a pleasurable tune coming from what seemed to be the bathroom. Now this, I thought, is strange, because I don't have a stereo in my bathroom. I walked past my open closet in which, by the way, a wild turkey and a mongoose were having a wrestling match, and I peered into the bathroom. There I saw a lizard in the shower playing drums, a pony supplying some low tones on an electric bass, an extremely talented sea urchin playing guitar, using the toilet seat as a stage. This band is really good, I thought. This band is also really strange. This whole ordeal, in fact, is out of the ordinary completely. Then, the sea urchin began to sing in English.
This is not strange. You should expect that animals may someday invade your house. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You wacky humans, ignore the truth.
Although this urchin could not sing as well as it could play the guitar, the message, I thought, was quite profound. I decided to leave, at least for a while, and let these animals make their own decision about my house. Walking out, I saw grass coming up through the floor, and shrubs and trees coming up also. My car outside was overgrown with plants, and a bunch of small rodents were playing around inside of it. I walked away, thinking about the relationship of humans, animals, and plants.
Now, my dear friends, I'd like to dedicate this song to all of you out there, wherever you may be, north, south, east, or west, to everyone all over the world, this song is for you.
Don't play the game of time. Things that happened in the past happened in your mind. In your mind, oh, in your mind. In your mind, forget your mind and you'll be free. Happiness is happening. The dragon have been glad. Loveliness is everywhere. Fear
voice in your head, in your head, oh, in your head, in your head. Forget your head and you'll be free. The writing's on the wall. Know it all, know it all. If you choose, remember lovers never lose. They are free of thoughts unkind and of thoughts unkind. Gentleness can clear the head, love can clean the mind and make it free. Remember, lovers never lose, they are free.
Dragon's ear and druid spear protects you while the dwarves are here. The winds of wrath that you're cold to the cloth, the wood strips of shape are from the fangs of fear.
I love you, my love, a piece of cheek is heart for your bear. Oh, heal my sorrow, weareth my arms like a charm
through the dales of your doom. Dragon's ear and druid spear protects you while the dwarves are here. The winds of wrath that chill cold to the cloth, the wood strips a shape up on the fangs of fear. Our lives are merely trees of possibilities.
With a smile, has got a dagger on her lip.
Black cat's sitting on my shoulder, and I'm glad.
Wait, wait, while the witch with a smile has got a dagger on her lip.
Sweet little girl, head full of curls. Black cat sitting on my shoulder, and I'm glad. Black cat sitting on my shoulder, and I'm glad. Sitting on my shoulder.
I know I Just look at me.